large man with a brutal laugh. Well, off to the salt mines with you. And with a crack of his fearsome whip, he pushed the young donkey into a crate and slammed the door shut.
Boy, salt mines, said Jiminy with a shudder. I've got to warn Pinocchio.
Meanwhile, Lampwick was leaning over the pool table for a tricky shot.
To hear that beetle talk, you'd think something was going to happen to us.
He said, before ending his sentence with a strange honking sound. Pinocchio stared in disbelief. A tail had just poked out of the bottom of Lampwick's pants. Long ears then pushed his hat off his head, and in another moment, Pinocchio was looking at a donkey where his friend had been.
Lampwick, what happened?
Said Pinocchio as Jiminy rushed up to him.
Pinocchio, Jiminy said, the boys turn into donkeys, and they're shipped off to the salt mines.
But as he spoke, Pinocchio felt a tail poke through the bottom of his pants, and long donkey ears poke out the top of his head.
Quick, before you get any worse, said Jiminy.
And together the two of them ran to the dock, jumped into the water, and swam away from the island. After many hours of swimming and walking, they arrived back at Geppetto's house, only to find it empty.
Where could he have gone, wondered Jiminy.
But as he spoke, a blue dove flew overhead and dropped an envelope. Jiminy quickly opened it and read the contents.
It says Geppetto has gone to look for you,
and has been swallowed by Monstro the Whale. He's alive inside its belly.
Damn.